This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nice choice, Baby T. A lot of people are back in Chicago, and they are feeling it. And they're not feeling great about the baseball team. But we want to give you an opportunity to call in and talk with us. You know what you didn't even mention?
What's that, Lawrence?
We got so lost in talking about the Carter quote, you didn't even talk about the lineup.
Yeah, I mean, in no world should Matt Shaw still be hitting ninth. I talked about it yesterday, plenty on Hit and Run. He should be playing every day. Willie Castro can give others a day off, and I like Willie Castro, but Matt Shaw is on fire right now, and he should be hitting higher than nine. At the very least, he should be hitting above Dansby Swanson. Maybe he comes to bat in that seventh inning after Nico's singles instead of Dansby. It's a double play to end the inning. When Shaw homered last night. He did get an at-bat last night in the ninth, but look, Craig Counsell has been aggressive in moving lineups, moving people around the lineups, and I've applauded it. Justin Turner in the two-hole that one day last week, moving Ian Happ down eventually, moving Dansby down when he's been struggling. Matt Shaw's hitting better than a nine-hitter and has been for a while, and you need him higher. Seven, maybe six, depending on the matchups. Move him up.
Let's go out to Mount Prospect and talk with Chuck. Hey, Chuck, you're on the score.
Hey, thanks, guys. You know, here's what I don't understand. I think we can agree when they signed Tucker in the offseason that they were not going to sign him to some multi-million-dollar long-term deal. So if you signed him and you didn't do anything at the trade line deadline, what was the point? We lost two good prospects, and they failed. I really don't understand the logic of that.
The only thing I can possibly think of that changed is the extension for Jed Hoyer.
Yeah, man. I was talking with a Cub fan about that yesterday and how it looked bad now.
We questioned it in real time as it happened. Jed was aggressive. Jed is, at his core, a guy who does want to win and wants to be aggressive. And then all of a sudden, it does not feel like that same aggression is there, and the timing of that extension was funky. And I feel like he sold his aggression. He sold his aggression for the extension, and that's not, it's not a good feeling. And if I'm feeling that, if fans are feeling that,
then Steve Stone is definitely feeling that.
And the players can feel that, man. That was a great line. It was well executed. Believe me, Spiegs.
Because no.
If you're noticing that, if you noticed it, Matt.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's what changed. That's what changed. They were super aggressive early on in the year, too, getting rid of guys, roster churn, moving things over, sending guys down, all that stuff. And then things have changed.
Let's go out to Palatine and talk with Kevin. Hey, Kevin, you're on the score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good.
Not only so, Jed, Matt, you just put it perfectly. He sold, and the second I heard that extension, I'm like, we're not getting anything good. I love the Cubs, but I just, that's the way I felt then. But a few things that Jed has done this year, I think, have gone under the radar. He traded for Eli Morgan. He traded a really good prospect who is rocketing up the Indians chart now.
The Guardians?
Eli Morgan has all of about, yeah, the Guardians. I think he has about 30 pitches this year, Eli Morgan. Then he trades for Mike Soroka, who's hurt. We have guys who have oblique injuries. They said Amaya was coming back after the All-Star break. I mean, come on. It's almost Labor Day, and he's still not back. But the other thing, Jed said the other day, Jed leaves us just a hair short every year. Jed says the other day, yeah, I did a bad job. I should have gotten a better bench. We all knew that in the offseason. And he didn't. He never does just a little bit extra. You thought when he got Tucker, the last guy was right. If you're going to trade for Tucker, now, the only good thing, and I'm not rooting for the guy to do bad, but the only good thing is it looks like Cam Smith might not be a first ballot Hall of Famer in his first year out of these platooning, and he's been one of the worst players in the league for
He had two huge hits for them yesterday, though.
Yeah, well, before that, he's been...
I'm fine with the trade if you're going to make a World Series or win a World Series, and that's what I said multiple times in the first half of the year. I'm cool with giving up Paredes and Wisniewski and even Cam Smith if you're going to make it to the World Series. But they didn't do what they needed to do at the deadline to make that more plausible. They've chosen variance. They've embraced variance. And it's offensive. Alphonsín Rosario is the player that the Cubs gave up for Eli Morgan. And yes, he is skyrocketing through the system. He just made double A for Cleveland and just homered for the first time. He's their number 11 prospect. Cleveland's on fire, by the way.
They are.
They were the team of the moment yesterday on hit and run. Cleveland is, they're bringing up guys. CJ Kafis. Never heard of him.
He's made up guys.
They make up guys. Cleveland does. Milwaukee does. When the last time the Cubs made up a guy? They should make up more guys. They should do that. But yeah, that one's looking bad. That it does happen, but that one's looking bad.
I think the bigger point, whether it's you or Kevin, the bigger point of you made this move that was pretty dramatic in bringing in Kyle Tucker.
Ballsy.
Very.
Risky.
Very.
In a lame duck year.
And even the Presley move at the time was a ballsy move. Now you've had to move on from him, but with Tucker, it's a sellout move in a year where you like, hey, if things go right, we could be in the mix. Things went terribly wrong at the beginning of the season when Justin Steele gets hurt, Shota gets hurt, and your team perseveres. They overplay. Guys like Michael Bush take a step forward with them, and here you are with a real opportunity at the deadline, and you just kind of were like, eh. Like it feels that way. It feels like it was just kind of a, well, whatever. I don't want to accuse Jed of the extension keeping him from being aggressive. Like
I've had no choice but decide to do it, and I didn't like saying it, and I've now decided to openly say that I believe he sold his aggression.
Well, I just it's the look of it is not great. Like the timing of the announcement of it
it's one of those things where you don't have to say anything. I mean, we Lord knows there's a lot of secret extensions that go on for executives and coaches in this town.
Mm-hmm.
That happens all the time. The
Chicago Bulls do one a month.
Right? The timing of Jed's announcement was bizarre. And I get it. The idea is, well, we want to show stability as we head into this trade deadline, and this is the person who's going to be running our baseball operation. The way it comes off, I think, to fans is, oh, man, did Jed get a bag so that he didn't have to spend a bag to help the Cubs win a championship?
I hope that if it is disheartening and dispiriting to people in that org and around that team, I hope they're saying it to Jed and saying it to Carter. And I hope that they are heard. But it doesn't change what it has done so far to this year, what it feels like it has done so far to this year. And yet here we are with a pile of baseball games left, and you got to do everything you can do to try and turn this thing around. And the pressure is on your manager. I mean, I can't. We'll talk to Craig Counsell tomorrow.
Wednesday.
It'll be on this show at 2:30, and we'll talk about, you know, some of the pressure that's on him. And he's up for it. This is the life he's chosen and what he's signed up for. But here you go, man. Like, you got a ship that is listing. It is not sinking. It is listing. And meanwhile, the Brewers are a freaking ocean liner skating by you and everybody else.
Let's go out to Elgin and talk with John. Hey, John, you're on Spiegel and Holmes.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First-time caller, long-time listener.
Thanks.
I think you guys played it the other day about Anthony Rizzo talking about in 2016 how they went out and got Aroldis Chapman and how they were a good baseball team, but that was like the lift they needed to say, hey, we can win this. And I feel, and you guys are talking, we're all talking about feelings, I feel after this trade deadline that the air was let out, the edge is gone. Everybody's like, well, you know, Bruce was talking 10 days, you know, a month before the trade deadline, Bruce was talking about 10 days and the Cubs are going to get a starter. And they never did. Nothing ever happened. I mean, they got a few, like, to quote you guys, periphery guys. But I think the team was like, well, why didn't we get a guy? Didn't we play well enough? So
yeah,
that's just kind of how I felt.
I believe that is true. And the inverse is available, whether it's Cal Raleigh talking about his Mariners team that went out and got Suarez and how he believed in Jerry DePoto. That's why he signed an extension and how he's feeling it and the Mariners are rolling. Or this stuff from Anthony Rizzo on the podcast with Johnny Manziel.
You know, I just feel like there's a part of you a little bit that's kind of like what could have been if the front office had like maybe made some more free agency signings throughout those years, gone and got some big guys that, like, you know, really help you guys out.
We went and got Wade Davis in 17, who was one of the best closers in the game, and he was amazing for us. I mean, we had a great team in 17. 18, there wasn't a lot of all-in spending, you know, and when I say all-in, we were all-in. I mean, we had a huge payroll. We had our full core impact. We had a great pitching staff, but it's literally the difference of getting that Aroldis Chapman at the trade deadline and not for teams when you're that good. It's like that boost, like I said earlier, is everything to a team because it just kind of validates your success and it just gives you that little push, like, hey, like we believe in you more. You know, I say it all the time, like, you can believe in yourself all you want, but you need to give love to the big boys because you think everyone, the superstars, just all hunky-dory, but he grinds just as much as the lesser
anybody
players.
Else, yeah. As the trade deadline like comes around like this, like you see your team start to make some moves, it really does give you guys like internally like a big boost when you go out and grab some pieces and add some pieces, huh?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, we're in 2016 and we're the best team. And then we go out and get the best closer, Aroldis Chapman, and we're just like, holy, no one's going to beat us. And then there's years where we're in that same position and they don't give us that boost.
Yep.
And it's just in the clubhouse, you're like, what are we doing? And it's no disrespect to the guys they bring in, right? Because the guys they bring in are helping our team. But, you know, there have been years where there's guys out there that we know we can go get that, you know, maybe the front office doesn't, or the front offices don't align or whatnot. But when you get that big piece, it's
just a huge, like, shot in the arm.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even sitting back watching, I call some of my boys that are playing, and it's just like, you see them April, May, they're all kind of giddy. They still have a long year left. June hits, like, all right, it's almost the All-Star break. July, you're just in zombie mode, right? July, August. It's like, it's just, you get into that zombie mode to start seeing that light at the end of the tunnel, and the trade deadline is one of those lights.
That's when it's supposed to give you a boost. And if you don't get that boost, especially if you're expecting it, like we were all expecting it, and I think like they were expecting it, it can leave a mark. The other thing that can give you a boost, Lawrence, bringing up some kids, man. Bringing up some kids, if they're raking and you think they can help you, and I know rosters will expand by a little bit in September, but does this team look like they could use a kid or two who's raking?
I mean, having a kid or two would be great. I would have preferred had they gone and got real dudes that have done it. And that would have solidified what I think is still a pretty strong roster.
I think it's a pretty strong offensive roster.
You know, but it would have felt better had they – and it's not like you didn't have pitching issues to address from the moment the season started. And they haven't done that yet. I have a bad feeling about tomorrow's game in Toronto. I hope that it doesn't go that way, but – it's just like, come on, man. Like, this is not what you should be trotting out there. You should not be trotting out an experiment at this point in the season starting for you. And this is the only option that Craig Counsell really has, is because he doesn't have the guy to go to in a moment like this when you're playing against one of the better teams on the road.
Tyone's not back. Assad is not back. And Mike Soroka gave you two innings and hit the injured list.
Yep. And even before that, people weren't excited about Soroka. It was just like, oh, okay, great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.